So this week is Thanksgiving, and lately I've been reflecting on thankfulness.
那这一周呢是感恩节，那最近呢我也一直在思考感恩的意义。
In the Bible, there are different people, instances of people thanking God and for working in their lives.
那圣经中呢有很多人们关于感谢神在他们生命中作为的例子。
I felt led to focus on a person whose prayer showed the impact of God working in her life and what she learned about God in that experience.
我感到神在指引我要关注一位女性，她在祷告中展现了神在她生命中的作为，以及她从这段经历中对神的认识。
This person is Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel in the Old Testament.
那这个人呢，就是哈拿，是旧约先知撒母耳的母亲。
Since we don't have enough time to read her story today from 1 Samuel 1, I'll share that she's a woman who was in a polygamous marriage, was barren, thus unable to bear children, and as a result, provoked by her husband's other wife, who had multiple children.
那因为我们今天呢没有足够的时间来阅读撒母耳记至第一章有关这个哈拿的故事，那就先在这里简单的介绍一下背景。她是一位身处一夫多妻制的社会背景中的，她无法生育，因此呢，她丈夫的另一个妻子，这位妻子失踪了，有好几个孩子，就欺负她，她很难过。
Now, despite her husband's attempts at reassuring his love for her, she could not be consoled.
那尽管她的丈夫非常努力地向她表达爱意，但是她也无法因此得到安慰。
With societal pressure weighing down on her, a rival mocking her, and deep anguish from within, she couldn't stop crying and would not eat.
那因为社会这种压力在她身上，情敌对她的嘲讽，以及内心深处的痛苦，让她止不住的哭泣，她也无法进食。
It was not until one day where they were in Shiloh, where her husband offers her annual sacrifice, that she put all that noise behind her and just prayed.
直到有一天，他们在示罗，也就是她丈夫现年纪的时候，她放下一切的喧嚣，专心祷告。
She prayed that God would give her a son and vowed to dedicate him to serving the Lord.
她向神祈求赐她一个儿子，并立誓要将他献给神，让他来侍奉耶和华。
The priest Eli there saw her lips moving, but no sound coming out, and thought she was drunk.
那当时呢，这个大祭司以利呢，看见哈拿的嘴唇在动，但是却又听不到声音，以为她喝醉了。
She explained to him the situation and invited her to go in peace.
那哈拿向以利解释了她的处境以及她在祷告，那以利就请她说，你可以平平安安的去吧。
As she left, she eventually ate again and was no longer downcast.
那她离开以后呢，她就可以吃，就她就放心了，也没有再愁容满面，也进食了。
From there, she would have a son, named him Samuel, and once weaned at 3 years old, she took him back to Shiloh to serve in the house of the Lord.
那后来她真的回家以后就生了一个儿子，取名撒母耳。撒母耳三岁断奶之后呢，哈拿就将他带回示罗，在耶和华的殿里来侍奉神。
In response to all of this, Hannah prayed once again, and I want to look at the song of worship and thanks to God, and highlight three experiences of Hannah in relation to God with this prayer.
那回应这一切呢，哈拿又再一次的祷告，我想就通过这一首他的祷告，这首赞美和感恩的诗歌，来探讨哈拿与神之间的关系的三个方面。
She praises God.
她赞美神。
She understands God.
她明白神。
She trusts God.
她信靠神。
So let's get to the first experience in that she praises God.
那我们现在就看她的第一个经历，就是哈拿赞美神。
See, at the end of chapter 1, she had just dropped off her miracle son to the house of the Lord.
那在第一章结束的时候呢，他就刚刚把这个神的奇迹哈，他的这个儿子送回到耶和华的殿里。
This is not like dropping your kids off at school where you get to see them at the end of the day.
他这可不是说你把小孩送去上学，然后放学晚上你还可以看到他。
Aside from maybe seeing her son once a year when they come back to offer their annual offering, Samuel was basically exiting her life.
就是除了每年献年祭的时候，他们有可能见他儿子一次，基本上撒母耳从此就离开了这个母亲哈拿的生活了。
The son that was the answer to her prayer of tears was now gone, and how did she respond?
那你想想，这个回应他这个泪流流泪祷告而得到的儿子，如今要离他而去，他该如何回应呢？
She responds with praise to God.
他以赞美来回应神。
She worships God and gives him thanks.
他敬拜神，感谢他。
Her heart is full of joy and strength, which is signified by the horn language in verse 1.
就是他心中充满了喜乐和力量，就像在第一节中，他用这个脚来比喻他的那个心情。
She's delighted that God has saved her and given her victory over her enemies through this experience.
他因着神对他的拯救，并有让他有这样的经历战胜仇敌呢，他欣喜若狂。
As you can see, Samuel was not the source of her joy.Or this new lease she had on life, but rather the experience of God's faithfulness was the inspiration of her song.
我们从中就可以看到哈，撒母耳并不是哈拿所有喜乐和重获新生的这个来源，而是因着哈拿亲自经历神的信实，激发了他写这一首赞美诗。
Instead of focusing on the son that God gave her.She just focused on God.
Hannah 没有把她的注意力放在神所赐给她的这个儿子身上，而是将她的专注力放在神本身。
She focused on God's love for her and remembering her.
她专注于神对她的爱以及对她的眷顾。
She focused on the fact that God heard her prayer and answered it.
她专注于神垂听她的祷告并回应她的祷告。
She focused on the fact that God delivered her and silenced her enemies in the process.
她专注于神拯救她，并在此过程中让她的仇敌哑口无言。
She focused on the realness of her experience with God, and when she did that, it gave her all the more reason to praise God for who He is.
她专注于神她与神真实相遇这样的经历，而且将这种经历更成为他赞美神的理由，以及神的本性。
Her praise went from focusing on God in this personal experience to praising God for reasons that went beyond him answering this one prayer.
所以他的赞美从专注于神在他这个个人经历中的作用，扩展到赞美神因着这个回应他的这个祷告，而超越他这个祷告的更深远的意义。
She moved from how the Lord has been good to her, to how the Lord is good in general.
他从赞美神对他有恩慈，而扩展到赞美神是良善有恩慈的。
Hannah highlights how the Lord is holy, and that there's no one who compares, especially for the role of being her rock.Which is another way of saying a place of protection, safety, or refuge.
Hannah 呢，她注重于强调神的圣洁以及她无可比拟的地位，尤其是说作为她的磐石这一方面。那磐石呢，也就是说用另一个词来说，也就是对她的保护，给她安全的避难所。
Not even her miracle-born.Future king anointing, prophet of a son, Samuel, could qualify to be her rock.
即便是这个奇迹，因着奇迹而出生的，而且可以高抹未来君主的，以及这个是先知的，未来的先知的撒母耳， 也不能够成为哈拿生活中的磐石。
Even though children were supposed to be the mainstay of safety and social security for the parents back then, in those ancient biblical times, Samuel was no rock compared to the Lord Almighty, who she indicates knows all and judges all. And as long as Hannah had God, she had plenty of reason and motivation to give thanks and praise his holy name.
就是即便哈，在当时的这个圣经时代，这个古时候呢，孩子们被普遍认为是这个父母的给父母带来安全以及社会保障的这个支柱，但是与全能的神相比呢，撒母耳就算不上是磐石了。正如哈拿所说的，神是无所不知、无所不能的，他是有审判权柄的。只有就是因着哈拿有了神，他才有充分的理由和动力来感恩、赞美神的圣名。
This week, as we approach Thanksgiving, you may find yourself giving plenty of thanks.
那这周呢？随着这个感恩节的临近，你可能也会发现你有很多这个表达感恩的机会，以及对过往的感激之心。
But from Hannah's experience here, I invite you to take note of how much of those thanks you give this week are going to God, and reflect on how many of those thanks you give to God is for who he is, as opposed to what he has given you in life.
我希望提醒一下，从这个哈拿的经历呢，我想你也可以回忆一下，你要在本周感恩的这诸多的感恩中，有多少是给献给神的？你也要反思一下，你对神的感恩有多少是出于神的本质，而不是因为他所赐予你的。
Will you find yourself rejoicing and your strength lifted because the source is in God himself and not what he can offer?
你会不会是因为这个你的感恩之源是神本身而不是他所提供给你的使你感到的这个喜乐力量的来源？
This leads us to the second experience that Hannah has, and that she understands God.
那现在就又来到哈拿的这个第二个经历，就是哈拿他明白神。
But to be more specific, through this experience with God, she has a better understanding of how God works, and she addresses that in this song of worship and thanksgiving.
那再具体一点的说呢，就是因着哈拿与神有了这段经历以后呢，他对神的作为有了更深的理解。并且他将他的感受呢，用这一首敬拜和感恩的诗歌表达出来。
In the next set of verses, from verses 4 to 8, she describes situations of people whose fortunes are reversed, such as God exhibiting his power to make the strong weak and the weak strong, or sending poverty to the rich, or wealth to the poor.
那接下来在第四到第八节中呢，哈拿就描述了人的命运，这个逆转的一些情形，来，例如神如何彰显他的大能，使强者变弱，弱者变强，使富人贫穷，使穷人富足。
Although this past Friday, we studied a Bible passage where Jesus taught us to ask, seek, and knock with a persistent prayer, and we will receive because God is a good Father.Similar to Job, who learned a lot about God in his suffering, here in Hannah's experience, she demonstrates with all these examples that God can give and take away.
就像我们上周五我们学习的一段经文，耶稣教导我们说要祈求、寻找、叩门，要坚持不懈的祷告，我们就一定必得着。那因为呢，神是一位慈爱的父亲。这也与我们读经读到这个约伯在苦难中与神面对面这样的经历，但是汉拿呢，就通过他的这些例子来表明神给予也收回。
Just because God has put you on one path of life doesn't mean you couldn't choose to change it for his purposes.
就 如果就是神把你放在一条人生的道路上，这并不意味着他不会因着他的旨意的缘故而改变这条路。
He is sovereign and controls all things, because as verse 8 indicates, the foundations of the earth are his.
因为他是那一位至高无上的主，他掌管万有。正如在第八节经文中所表明的，大地的根基属于他。
He is the creator of this world and the author of this life, which gives him the authority and justification to do what he knows is best for his creation, even though the creation itself may not be able to comprehend his will.
因为他是这个世界的创造者，也是生命的给予者，那他有权柄和理由去做他认为对他所创造的事物最好的事情，即便这个受造物本身可能无法理解他的旨意。
God sees things around us and knows us well enough to decide whether it be the best time and choice for him to give to us or take away from us.
那神呢，洞察我们周围所发生的一切事情，他也足够的了解我们，能够决定何时赐予我们，何时收回。只有他知道什么是最合适的选择。
What this encourages us to do is to continue to ask, seek, knock, to determine the right door that God wants us to open.
所以这就鼓励我们要不断的祈求、寻找、叩门，然后要找到神为我们打开的那扇门。
When I look at Hannah's story, it seems to me that this is what she did here.
当我看哈拿的故事的时候呢，我就觉得她就是这么做的。
For years, she kept knocking on the door to have a child for herself.
多年来，他一直的叩门，渴望拥有一个属于自己的孩子。
A child would have met cultural expectations and made things right in her own family.
他渴望，就是有一个孩子能满足当时文化背景的这种期望，也能够让他就是在家里面，能够跟家里有良好的关系。
However, that door was never opened.
然而那扇门始终没有打开。
It wasn't until God changed her heart to have the child for God instead of her for herself did she change the door that she was knocking on, and then it was opened.
直到神改变了他的心，让他明白是为神而不是为自己生孩子，他改变了叩门的方向，门才终于打开了。
When I went to seminary, I only had experience in a Chinese church setting, so I wanted to expand my ministry experience by going to a predominantly non-Asian church, and I went with one of my closest friends to a non-Asian church.
那我上神学院的时候呢，只有这个华人教会侍奉的经历，所以我想去一个非华裔为主的教会来拓展我这个侍奉的经验。
They were very nice to me, but for some reason, I just felt I didn't measure up.
那我就去了我一个好朋友的那个教会。那他们教会的人对我都很好，但是不知道什么原因，我就觉得我好像很没有办法在那里够格。
Yeah, you got ahead. So, the reason why I felt like I didn't measure up was possibly because the senior pastor would mentor the other students.Who happened to be white, but not me.
也有可能就是当时的主任牧师呢，他比较教导，花更多的时间教导其他的这个白人学生，而没有来指导我。
You see, without knowing at the time, that kind of left a chip on my shoulder.
因为当时我可能并没有意识到，然而这件事情其实在我心里留下了一片难以磨灭的伤痕。
Perhaps I felt there was something I needed to prove to myself.
也许可能我觉得我需要做什么来证明我自己。
When I graduated from seminary, I applied to multiple multi-ethnic churches, But the door was never opened.
但神学院毕业以后，我就申请了好多这种多元族裔的教会，但是好像都这些请求都石沉大海。
When I would check their websites a while after I applied and saw who they hired, I felt a little bitter that they went with the married white guys who may or may not have had children.
因为我过一段时间我就去看这些申请的网站，看他们最终选择是什么样的人选的时候，我心里就不禁的生出愤懑，因为他们选择的那些都是已婚的白人男性，不管他们是不是有孩子。
That could have been the end of my ministry path, but God had other plans.
那也许我的侍奉之路可能就要止步于此了，但是神对我另有安排。
During COVID, when all the churches got shut down, it was the Chinese churches that reached out to me, asking me to guest speak remotely and then in person.
那就是在这个新冠期间，所有的教会都关门了。然而，却有一间华人教会主动联系我，并邀请我能够在线上讲道。后来又邀请我去现场讲道。
At some point, I went from telling God where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do in ministry, in my prayers, to asking Him where He wanted me to go and what He wanted me to do.
就后来我就感觉到我的祷告从要请求神告诉我来告诉神我想去哪里，想在什么事工中做什么，转变为祈求神看他指引我去哪里做什么。
Once that happened, the door to ECCC opened.
当我的祷告，我这样做祷告的时候呢，那这个以马内利华人教会的大门就向我敞开了。
God has the power to change our circumstances through our prayers, which Hannah and I will affirm. But hopefully you can see from her and my story that sometimes God uses that same power of prayer to change our own hearts to align with His will. So we are seeking what He wants for us rather than what we want for ourselves.
神呢，有能力通过我们的祷告来改变我们的境遇。这一点呢，我和哈拿都深信不疑，但我也希望大家也能从我和哈拿的故事中看到，有时候神会运用这个祷告的力量来改变我们的心，使我们与神的旨意相符，从而呢来寻求神为我们所预备的，而不是我们自己的欲望。
If God is truly our rock and our deliverer, then we have to be able to trust Him to do this.
那如果神真的是我们的磐石和我们的拯救者的话呢？那我们必须就应该要信靠他。
This leads us to the third and final experience of Hannah trusting God.
那这就带来哈拿的第三个经历，就是哈拿信靠神。
Hannah finishes her song by talking about what God will do in the future.
那哈拿在这个诗歌的结尾呢，是以神将来要做的事为结尾的。
She put her trust in God, and that has led her to end her song with a prophetic message of how God will guard the feet of His faithful servants and come down into this world to judge the ends of the earth.
那他因着信靠神呢，最终以预言的信息结束了他的诗歌。神将保守他这个中途的脚，并最后他要在世界的末日要降临，要审判地极。
Somehow her experience with God in prayer has provided her this very accurate revelation.
那就因为这样，他在与神的祷告中的经历呢，让他领受了这样的一个对末世的启示。
But I really want to draw attention to the second half of verse 10, which is where I believe Hannah's trust ends up.
那我想真正强调的呢，是第十节的后半部。我认为哈拿在这里呢，他的信靠达到了顶峰。
He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed.
他必赐力量给他的君王，高举他受膏者的脚。
Hannah gives birth to Samuel, who will eventually anoint King David, who will be the predominant king figure in the Old Testament.
因为哈拿所生下的撒母耳呢，撒母耳最后他高了大卫为王。那大卫王呢，是这个以色列人在旧约中最很最就地位最高的一位君王。
Yet I believe that Hannah's trust in God's promise of a king is actually meant to be taken further.
然而，我相信神对以哈拿对神应许这个未来君王他这样的信心呢。信靠，实际上有更深远的意义。
I want to take a look at this passage in Luke chapter 1, 46 to 55.
我想跟大家一起来看，这段经文，就是路加福音一章46到55节。
All right, I'll read all of it in English and then Ray can translate it. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty.He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福，那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人。直到世世代代，他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。他叫有权柄的失位，叫卑微的升高，叫饥饿的得美食，叫富足的空手回去。他扶助了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，是怜悯直到永远，正如从前对我们列祖所说的话。
Does this look familiar? This passage has historically been known as Mary's Magnificat, and it's a song she sings in response to the news from the angel that she would be carrying the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
这段经文呢，就是很熟悉的，就是后来被称为玛利亚的就尊主圣，就是当她知道她所怀的胎是弥赛亚，是耶稣基督的消息之后所唱的歌。
Both women, Hannah, Mary, being blessed with a miraculous pregnancy and eventually needing to let their sons go do their work.
这两位女性，哈拿和玛利亚呢，她们都蒙受了这种奇迹般的这种怀孕的这种祝福。最终呢，她们都会不得不放手，让她们的儿子们去完成她们该有的使命。
When Mary sings this song,In the gospel, that reminds us of Hannah's song. It shows us that Jesus is the king whose Hannah's trust was looking forward to at the end of that prayer.
因为这玛利亚的歌呢，让我们其实就想起了旧约中这个哈拿的歌，这是表明耶稣正是哈拿在祷告结束的时候所期盼的那一位君王。
She trusted that God would deliver on the promise of that ultimate savior and king, and he did.In Jesus Christ.
因为哈拿相信神最终会实现那就会带来最终是就是给我们救主以及君王这样的应许，而且神呢也确实用耶稣基督实现了这个应许。
And I'll conclude with this.
让我们来结束。
When we reflect on Hannah's song, it gives us a lot to think about.
当我们默想哈拿的诗歌的时候呢，会让我们有很多的思绪。
Experiencing true thankfulness to God entails more than just saying thank you.
让我们如果真正的要对神心存感恩的话，绝不远远不止于只是说声谢谢。
It puts us in a posture to praise God for who He is, and not just for what He can give you.
它会让我们赞美神。 不仅仅只是赞美他给你的恩赐，而是赞美神本身。
When we pray according to God's word, it should help us to understand Him more and His will for us.
当我们按照神的话语来祷告的时候呢，能够帮助我们更深的了解他，也更能够明白他对我们的旨意。
When we do, then perhaps we will see the true source of our trust. Well, when we do, then perhaps we will see who the true source of our trust is, and that should be His Son, Jesus Christ.
但如果我们能够真正明白这一点的时候，或许我们就能够明白我们真正这个信靠的源泉是谁，就是那一位神的儿子耶稣基督。
According to His will, Hannah gave up her son, so down the line, God can give up His son.
按照神的旨意，哈拿呢舍弃了他的儿子，就像将来神也舍弃了他的儿子那样。
If you're having a hard time feeling thankful this Thanksgiving, then I suggest just trying to sing Hannah's song.
如果你在这个感恩的季节难以表达你感恩之情的话呢，我就建议你能够来学习唱哈拿的这首歌。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for this message and the reminder of what we have to be thankful for this Thanksgiving, and that is you, Lord.
感谢你赐给我们这个信息，并提醒我们在这个感恩的季节，我们真正应当感恩的是什么？就是你，主。
Your steadfast love, which led to you sending your son Jesus, is who is the one true king of this world to lay down his life for us sinners, is more than we could ever ask for.
你那坚定不移的爱，使我们让你差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督。这世上唯一的君王，真正的君王，为我们的罪舍命，这远远超过我们所求所想的。
May that love lead to a spirit of joy and thankfulness, resulting in worship and prayer, giving us a chance to praise your name, understand you more, and continue to build our trust in you.
愿这份爱能够引领我们进入喜乐和恩典感恩里。使我们能够敬拜祷告，有机会用一切的机会来赞美你的名，更深的认识你，并不断的建立与信靠你的信心。
Lord, we thank you for who you are and give you the glory only you deserve.
主啊，我们感谢你的所事，并将你所配得的荣耀都归给你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for this wonderful message. Would you please stand with me? 我们要唱这个不是我，乃是基督在里面活。我们感谢不只是所领受的礼物，更感受那施恩的主。 Upon you and give gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated. 我打算会。